This podcast brought to you by Hope 1032.
We need to get something out of the way first. Dan believes something, but
I think I'm right.
Sure. All right.
Mm. I think I'm right. And if I'm wrong, I'll buy you a flat white. Is that all right?
You just make me one in the kitchen. I don't believe
you. I'll just make you one in the kitchen for free. That's
anyway,
true.
All right, that'll do.
Kirk Burgess, are you or are you not the son of baby John, John Burgess?
Listen, there's been a lot of things said about that.
Yes.
And I'd just like to say that I have no comment.
Oh, well, there you go. Oh, maybe, no. Maybe not. We don't know.
It's not here nor there, so no coffee.
No coffee, sorry about that.
He's a good man. He's a good man, baby John.
Well, see, there's something in that.
Absolutely. Now, tell us about your style. Who is Kirk Burgess?
Okay, well, I released my debut CD just late last year. Bunch of tunes on that I'd written. And it's, I guess, sort of rock pop type stuff. Sort of a couple of ballads on there, a couple of upbeat songs. So, yeah, trying to kind of just get a nice commercially viable, interesting musical thing to do, yeah.
That's cool. At what point did you say, you know, this is what I'm going to do? I'm going to release an album because it's not an easy task. It's no small effort. At what point did you go,
just ask
yep.
my wife about that.
Oh, really? Did you say, yep, I'm going to do it?
Yeah, it's something I've wanted to do for a long time, you know, because writing songs just at home in spare time and you know, I do a lot of shows around Sydney, you know, covers shows in different bands and stuff like that. And it just came, I think, time that I thought, you know, it's time I stepped out from that and started to pursue my own music, which I'd done a little bit when I was much younger, but had put aside for quite a while. So, yeah, so I started planning, saving up money and, you know, working on the songs, making sure they were polished and, yeah, then did the recording last year.
So tell us about that too, like discussing it with your wife, because like you're saying, you must have her support. You couldn't go ahead with something like that without her behind you.
Oh, yeah, she's been fantastic. And the kids as well, you know, because it's not just the money spent, but it's the time doing it, you know, days of recording and then mixing and the mastering, doing photo shoots, doing all that stuff, you know. I mean, she thinks I'm just, you know, living out some dream of being a rock star that I'm too old for, but, you know. But, yeah, no, they've been a great support. And, I couldn't have done it without them because otherwise I'd just be, you know, chasing my tail. And, yeah, so but they've been really great.
What attitude do you think generally people have towards new artists starting out? I mean, have people been supportive when you've told them what you're doing, or they try to discourage you and said, oh, go get a real job or something like that?
I think
he actually hasn't heard that until now. Thanks very much.
I'm not saying that too. I think it's great, and we need to be encouraging new artists.
Thanks, Aaron. Wow. I'm done now.
Just, I understand completely.
You guys, flat whites. Yeah. Definitely, when you're younger, coming out of your teens and finishing high school and stuff like that. You know, my parents really liked the idea of me doing music, but at the same time, you know, a little concerned. You know, you're going to be able to make a career out of it and stuff like that, because there's a lot of risk associated with it. You know. But there are so many opportunities for this sort of thing these days. There's government initiatives, there's venues, you know, around Sydney that will promote live music and that, you know, yourselves, you know, a lot of radio stations that do that. So there's definitely a lot more opportunities these days. And for me, you know, I kind of, I guess, solidified my career in music by doing gigs in other bands and cover shows and things like that. So I've got that to, you know, fall back on, so to speak. But now, you know, it's been okay, you know, like I'm not sort of definitely not going to be rich and famous, but I'm getting my music out there. People are enjoying it. You know, I'm selling CDs, I'm doing shows people are turning up to. So yeah, it's fun.
Yeah.
It's very rewarding to hear people respond positively to your stuff, you know, tell you they liked a particular song or a thing you did or whatever. You know?
That's fantastic.
So, as opposed to getting beer bottles thrown at your...
Yeah.
Which has never happened to me, of course.
What do you write songs about? Do you write about your kids and your wife or just about, you know, other things that are happening in life?
Yeah. Initially, I wrote a lot of songs from my perspective, just things that are happening in my life and that, but really my life isn't that interesting, so... what I've tried to do is I just try to find little stories, you know, little things that happen in life and you can't really tell a massively huge novel like story in a 3-verse and chorus song. So I just try to put little observations on life and things people are going through and stuff like that.
Now, there's good opportunities. You were mentioning the many opportunities that are springing up around for new artists and stuff like that. You're part of a project, I guess you could call it, at Mars Hill Cafe. They've got every fortnight. Tell us about this. This is great.
Well, this is a second Sunday of every month, so it's once a month show that we're starting off this Sunday, actually. That's right, this Sunday, people. It's called The Big Foozle, and it's essentially grew out of me thinking, you know, I've done the CD, how do I promote this, how do I get my music out there, and what sort of shows I'm going to do. And the more I thought about it, the more I thought, well, I'd like to do these shows with my friends, you know, and other, you know, colleagues. I've got other singer-songwriters that have got their own stuff out there. So The Big Foozle, what it is, it's a show that highlights my band doing, you know, my songs and other stuff like that. And then we have a guest artist each month. We're kicking off this Sunday with LJ. We've got, you know, a bunch of other great musos and singers and songwriters, Shantae, Astrid Ellerman, Daniel Cartesano, Sheila Kumar, lots of other great acts coming up over the month. So I'm really excited about it. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Cool. Good, that's the Parramatta there too. This is a great thing, great initiative to be part of. And yeah, good to be able to have a venue where you can do that and other artists can come along and you can all play your own stuff and not be, you know, playing covers of, you know, old standards and classics and stuff like that. That's a good thing to be able to do. We should hear something from you next, I think. What do you reckon?
It depends which song. No.
Supportive, Dan. Yeah. Supportive.
Supportive.
What are you going to play for us?
I think I'll play one of my tunes from the CD.
Okay. Right.
So the song is called Something Like a Rose.
Something Like a Rose.
Like the live performances in the studio, it's good. In the Dan, Kirk Burgess with us this morning. And go for it. What are you playing for us?
A song called Something Like a Rose. It's off my self-titled CD. There's the plug.
No worries.
All over to you.
Something like a rose might make the point to you. A torn film ticket or a cafe bill. The lights went down, the TV on. I caressed your shoulders, it was wrong. So wrong. Now I see by the light of day how one mistake could turn our song into rain. Love misquoted so many times we forget the truth. Did you forget the truth? Winter, the chill wind comes. Winter, your chill wind comes. Winter, your heart grows cold. Not many more to throw as your time draws close. As Mary's time draws near, time draws near. We can change the day or run away, stay the same, but it doesn't really matter to me. Oh yeah, it doesn't really matter to me. My friend, you are a bright September day, a fresh breeze, a light to me. But I want you to sit up, we've still got time to break away.
to break away. To break away.
Kirk Burgess, good stuff, man. That's awesome. Excellent. Gee, thanks for coming in and playing that for us.
No worries. Thanks
so,
for having me.
Self-titled album, Kirk Burgess. Mm-hmm. There you go. Where can people get more info on you? Is there a website or a place?
There is a website, kirkburgess.com. Or you can look me up on myspace.com/Kirk Burgess Guitar.
Cool. And you got info about the gig too on Sunday?
Yeah, Sunday, Mars Hill Cafe. It's all there on the website if you want to come and check it out.
You're a legend. And just one last time before we let you go, can you answer the question, are you the son of baby John Burgess?
It's the moustache, isn't it?
Is it? It is what's giving it away. No worries.
Baby John is a distant uncle.
Okay.
Just leave it at that.
Happy with that. Kirk Burgess, thank you so much.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.